Amen. He is always good. Never time when he's not. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, go ahead and look with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Matthew, chapter 13. On Sunday nights, we've been teaching on the teachings of Christ in chronological order. And we've started with the very first message, and we have carried it through. We're coming to the end of his second year public ministry on this earth, and of course, we looked into the parables last week. We studied the first of 15, what they're called as kingdom parables, and what this is, it's what Jesus brought to earth that reveals the ways of God, and it's these likening to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the ways of God, and something that we're going to enjoy in heaven. And God has brought them to us through Christ and Christianity, and somewhat even on Sunday morning, the messages we've been preaching on is the spiritual life and the blessings of the abundant life that we can experience as we live as Christ would have us to live. And so we've been studying some of those things even on Sunday morning. But last week we studied the power of a grain of mustard seed. And I trust that was a help to you, because there is power in the ways of God, in the kingdom of heaven on earth. And so tonight we're going to be looking at the next in chronological order is Matthew chapter 13, verse 33 down to verse 35. So if you'll stand with me, we'll read this, then we will present this truth here tonight. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. And let's pray. Father, we bow before you now, and we love you and thank you, Father, for giving us an opportunity, making available to us an opportunity to be in church tonight. And for all that's taken advantage of that opportunity and that are here. And thank you for what we've already received tonight. But now as we look into this parable, this passage of Scripture, I pray that you would empower the preaching and the teaching of it once again and give each one that understanding and application that they can apply to their own lives. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Like unto leaven, the kingdom of God, like unto leaven. Now, verse 34 and verse 35 gives us somewhat of an understanding and a sense of why that he speaks in parables, and it was prophesied that he would, and these parables were given to reveal things that up until Christ were not revealed, kept secret, the mysteries of the Old Testament, but revealed by the Lord in the New Testament. So, verse 33 is just a one verse parable here, but if you read, when you first read it, you think there's leaven in heaven. And leaven is key to this parable. And then the next key word here is hid. And then the other key word was in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. Completed. Now, so we have to do a understanding, a definition of the word leaven, because most of the time you see the word leaven and Especially in the Old Testament, it was not good. But leaven, 1828, Webster's Dictionary, the English language, a mass of sour dough, which mixed with a large quantity of dough, produces fermentation in it. The second definition, that would be anything which makes a general change in a mass. And that would be more of the definition that we have here with the leaven that is likened to the kingdom of heaven. See, there is a leaven of evil, and most of the time when you see this, it's often speaking of that which is something you don't want. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, and you want to remove the leaven. Keep the lump from being tainted by the leaven. But matter of fact, over a couple pages there, Matthew chapter 16, we find Jesus using leaven in that way and describing what it was. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 6, then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. This is the leaven of evil. In verse 12, he explains what that is, and he says, then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. So we need to beware of the evil leaven, which would be false doctrine. But then with false doctrine, there is good doctrine. And the doctrines of Christ can make a difference in people's lives. It would be the leaven of good. The leaven of this parable that transforms is Christ. But not only Christ, but also his church. Can I tell you that Jesus and his church are inseparable? Because the church is the body of Christ. The head of the body is Christ. And the body, which is connected to the head, is the church. And they're inseparable. And so, as we look at the leaven of Christ, it would also mean the leaven of the church, his body, which in its completion is looked to as the bread of life. John chapter 6. Jesus would present this. In John chapter 6 and verse 32, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, which would have been the manna, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. The understanding of what people needed was not just the manna that they found in the wilderness, but that manna which cometh down from heaven, which is Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And he that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. because he's all we need. Amen. So as we look here, Jesus, being that leaven that actually produced the bread of life in its completion, the next thing that we look at as far as in this parable would be the woman placing the leaven in the three measures of meal. And this would be symbolic if we understand who sent Jesus is God. God the Father. I guess symbolically the woman would be more associated with making the bread. But we find here that which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal. So the woman placing the leaven, which would have represented Christ, is God. Hid until he was ready to reveal it. The measure of meal. This is all part of this parable. It hid in three measures of meal. The measures of meal would be the three main dispensations of time. Old Testament, New Testament, and the Kingdom Age, which you find Jesus in all three. But what each needs in that dispensation of time to prepare for the next dispensation of time, to prepare for the final dispensation of time. Three measures of meal. Ephesians in chapter 1, look there with me. Ephesians in chapter 1. And again, remember, this leaven is the kingdom of God, is likened unto this parable of the leaven. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter 1, in verse 5, the Bible says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, that is predestined. There's only one plan of salvation. The individuals have not been predestined. Individuals have a free will. Don't let anybody tell you that you're either predestined to heaven or predestined to hell. It's really out of your control. It's just predestination. That is not Bible. Bible is how you're going to get to heaven has been predestined. And an understanding of the dispensations of time will give you a better understanding of the Savior that you receive. That will give you everlasting life and much more. But having predestined us unto the adoption of children, that is when you receive Christ as Savior, that's what that does. You are adopted as the children of God by Christ Jesus to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, because it can't work, can't purchase it. It's a grace of God. To the praise glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. A mystery, but he's bringing it to revelation. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, the fullness of times, plural, dispensation, the measure of meal, the three, Old Testament, New Testament, Kingdom Age. that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. The final dispensation of time on earth, the millennial reign, the kingdom age. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, Old Testament, then the New Testament, then it completed, the completion of earth, on earth. He's going to gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, after the rapture. When you die, to be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord. You go to heaven in the presence of God. He raptures his church to be absent from the body, present with the Lord. We go to be with the Lord. In the dispensation of the fullness of time, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So Jesus is the key to God's transforming grace in each of these dispensations of time. In the Old Testament, and the Bible character name is Melchizedek, is representation of Christ in the Old Testament. And Christ in the Old Testament gave humanity hope in the coming of a Messiah. It was somewhat of a mystery, but they knew that the Messiah would come. It was somewhat a secret, if you will, but it's the way God planned it. Christ in the Old Testament gave the nation of Israel and all that would look to the God of Israel as hope for the future. Praise God for hope. Because in the next dispensation of time, which is what we're living in today, the New Testament, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us to reveal to us all the secrets that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. And Jesus came to make all of those known. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Wow. His church was somewhat a secret or a mystery, but he made known what his true church would be. It's the body of Christ. And when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then he comes within you and you become part of him. You become part of his body. And he plants you in the local New Testament church that he wants you to thrive in. He plants you in the local New Testament church where he has given you gifts to serve in. He plants you in that local New Testament church to become part of the ministry and the work that he established, the commission that he gave that takes us all the way through this dispensation of time, of which we are coming to the end. Yeah, because he told us what to look for in the end days. If you can't see that revealed right before our eyes, it's here. Huh. The Word was made flesh. In the second measure of meal was this dispensation. But there's one more to come. You don't have to grieve. I mean, when we lose loved ones, it's hard because of our loss. But if we think about them, there's no grief involved. They have graduated to full understanding of all things. Seeing things as God sees things. And when you see things as God sees things, you're going to be in that great cloud of witnesses, and you're going to be cheering on the church to accomplish what God has the church here to accomplish. My mom and my dad are in that great cloud of witnesses. I've got brothers and sisters in that great cloud of witnesses. I've got church members over the last 40 years that have left from being a member of this church that have graduated into glory, that are in that great cloud of witnesses, and they're looking down from that great cloud of witnesses, cheering on the Lighthouse Baptist Church to accomplish what God has his church here in this dispensation to accomplish. How can you grieve over that? I'm envious. Yeah. But I'm still doing what they can't do. I'm still serving Christ in this dispensation. And I want to fulfill all that he has for me to accomplish in this dispensation of time. That's the only way for you to be ready for your departure, whether it be by death or by rapture. The way to be ready is to be looking to complete the race that God has for you to run. If you're here, God still has a race. You're not finished. You still have things that God wants you to do. Because there is a third dispensation. There's a measure of meal where the leaven has been hid. That will be revealed. And that leaven in the kingdom age, which was hid in the Old Testament, but looked forward to, it was somewhat hid in the New Testament because the leaven came as a sacrificial lamb. But what the leaven represents in the kingdom age is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And he will reign. He will rule and reign in righteousness this earth. This earth will be reigned by Christ from Jerusalem. One of the greatest blessings is when we was able to go to Israel. And I seen a lot of things and I walked where Christ walked. But the Temple Mount, the place where Christ, the actual location that God will reign over the earth. It's that third measure of meal. Christ being the leaven who impacted the Old Testament, who impacted the New Testament, who impacted and who will impact the millennial reign. See, Jesus is the key to God's transforming grace in each of these dispensations of time. In this dispensation of time, as the bread of life. Jesus, as the leaven in the bread, does something that we are all familiar with the leaven in the bread that we love to eat today. It makes it soft. Unleavened bread is like a cracker. We use unleavened bread when we have communion. But you really don't desire to eat the communion as you desire to have a regular piece of bread. But I think we ought to have unleavened bread when we stop and think about what Christ has sacrificed for us. Yes, I understand that. But when I think of what the leaven does, Christ in me does, it softens me. When you get saved, and Christ comes within you as the leaven, it'll soften your heart. It'll even soften your head if you let it. Some stubborn people, I'll tell you what, they need to get Christ. Amen. They need to get saved. Because Christ in me, as that leaven of the bread of life, it softens. A true testimony of a believer is that of softening. Changed my heart, changed my disposition. No greater testimony of this than the Apostle Paul. What a hard, ruthless man he was until he got saved. And he got the leaven of Christ in him. Then he was a softy, amen? He said, I'd just soon die myself that Israel could be saved. Willing to lay down his own life for others to be saved. Wow. Christ makes a difference. That's what this parable is presenting to us. If we go back there again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Old Testament completed what God wanted the Old Testament complete. Jesus come to complete the Old Testament. As a result of completing the Old Testament, he's here in this world today to complete this second phase, if you will, this second dispensation of time. And that's part of what he's called us to do. You ought to be softened to the word of God and the ways of God. And leaven makes bread more nutritious. Do you understand that? Leaven makes bread more nutritious and desirable. If I brought out an unleavened piece of bread and King Hawaiian? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of leaven in that, I'll tell you. And I said, which one is most desirable to eat for nutrition and just out of desire? Not too many would choose the cracker. This is good leaven. Because when you receive Christ, it makes you more desirable, more to offer. Whether you understand or not, you need to. As a born-again believer, you have what a lost and dying world needs. If you're saved, you know what it took for you to get saved. And you understand that that's the only possible way that anyone's going to go to heaven. You have that knowledge. You have that understanding. What are you doing with it? What are we doing with it? Yeah. We have what others need. In Christ, you have the solution to their problems. You do. Now, you might not be able to personally give them the counsel and sit down with them, but are you pointing them to the Word of God? Are you pointing them to the person of Jesus Christ? Are you pointing them to His church? Are you pointing them to who He is? All of us, if you're saved, We're still running our race. That's part of running the race, accomplishing what God has us here to accomplish as his church, pointing people to Christ, winning the lost, discipling those that receive him as Savior, and being an example before them. Yeah. Leaven makes bread more nutritious and desirable. And in closing here tonight, leaven, once it's inserted into the dough, nothing can stop it or remove it. It's in the dough forever. Galatians chapter 6, let me just read it to you because we're almost done here. But Galatians in chapter 6, I love this. This is what the Bible tells us, assures us of. The book of Galatians in chapter 4, rather, in verse 4 through 7, so I want to read. Galatians chapter 4. But when the fullness of time was come for the second dispensation, God sent forth his Son to be the leaven in this second dispensation, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, and he's inside of you, crying out, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. When you receive Jesus Christ, you have been adopted into his family, and he will never disown his family. No matter what you go through, no matter what you have to face in your life, you have a heavenly Father that you can look to. Wow, what a blessing. When we have the faith and the understanding, what a blessing. That leaven has so changed that dough. And it's in that dough forever. In closing in Philippians in chapter 1, we become a part of God's family. And God starts doing a work in you to be able to do a work through you. That's what this dispensation is all about. God working in you so that he might continue to work through you. Paul writes and he says in Philippians in chapter 1 and verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, which is referring to the rapture and the millennial reign, which will end time. After that, there is no more time. It's all glory for an eternity in the presence of the Creator God. What a blessing. What a parable. If I could have every head bowed tonight, every eye closed. Like unto leaven. Yeah. That was hid, 3 measures of meal. That will lead up to the completion of the purpose of humanity. What a great truth. Father, we bow before you now. We love you. Thank you for the truth of this parable. And I pray, God, that we would be strengthened by it and be helped by it. And God, to understand what you have expected us, what you expect of us in this dispensation that we are living in today. Work in our midst tonight and bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.